And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Thursday released a summary of after-action reports on the U.S. chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom has more on the story.
The White House on Thursday released a summary of the after-action reports on the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, laying part of the blame on President Joe Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump.
President Biden inherited a forced presence in Afghanistan of some 2,500 troops, and he inherited a deal struck between the previous administration and the Taliban that called for the complete removal of all U.S. troops by May of 2021, or else the Taliban, which had stopped its attacks while the deal was in place, would go back to war against the United States.
Kirby said the Trump administration was not forthcoming when asked for withdrawal plans, affording little in the way of transition between the administrations.
That's Tamara Lindstrom reporting. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu late Thursday vowed to retaliate after a barrage of rockets from Lebanon added to already simmering tensions in the country. Netanyahu spoke during a meeting of the Security Cabinet assembled to discuss the worsening security situation. Israel's military has said militants in Lebanon fired a barrage of rockets at Israel, forcing people across Israel's northern frontier into bomb shelters and wounding at least two people and damaging property.
What happened is the explosion from a rocket who came from Lebanon and caused all the damage to my office.
Similar tensions in Jerusalem led to an 11-day war between Israel and Hamas back in 2021. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The head of Sudan's army said on Thursday he remained committed to a plan for a new transition towards elections, despite disputes over the integration of a paramilitary force that have twice delayed the signing of a final deal. The agreement, which provides for the formation of a civilian government and is strongly supported by the international community, is meant to end the political vacuum that followed the October 2021 overthrow of longtime autocratic ruler Omar al-Bashir. The agreement faces opposition from the pro-democracy resistance committees that reject negotiations with the military and led to anti-military protests since the coup, which derailed a previous political transition. China's leader has called for peace talks over Ukraine after France's president urged him to bring Russia to its senses. We get more on the story from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
At a joint news briefing in Beijing, China's Xi Jinping said, resume peace talks as soon as possible, in accordance with the purposes and principles of the UN Charter, take into account the legitimate security concerns of all parties. Xi, however, gave France's President Emmanuel Macron no assurances that he would use his close diplomatic relationship with Russia's President Vladimir Putin as leverage to push for peace. Beijing sees Moscow as a strategic partner in the face of U.S. domination in global affairs. Whilst China's government has tried to remain neutral, it has given Putin diplomatic support and has repeated Russian justifications for the February 2022 attack. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Biden administration is proposing stopping schools and colleges across the country from fully banning transgender athletes. We get more from the AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
It's a political counterpunch as GOP-led states try to ban trans athletes from school sports that align with their gender identities. The rule would stop any school or college getting federal funding from categorically banning trans students from sports teams consistent with their gender identity. But it's nearly certain to face challenges, and the rule would let teams create some limits for things like ensuring fairness in competition or reducing injury risks. The proposal comes as international sports governing bodies move to ban all trans athletes from track and field events and effectively ban trans women from swimming events. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.